What is up, Wisconsin and beyond? My name's Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am so excited to have my next guest joining us because an absolute bomb dropped today. Perhaps better late than never might be the theme. If you haven't heard yet, folks, former Supreme Court Justice, Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, has today been charged with attorney misconduct by the organization that is charged with investigating attorneys in the state of Wisconsin, ensuring that we all comply with our ethical obligations. That organization's name is the Office of Lawyer Regulation, referred to by lawyers as the OLR. Again, the OLR has filed formal charges of attorney misconduct against former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman for his conduct, I'll say misconduct, in the manner in which he executed the Robin Voss requested and funded quote-unquote investigation into baseless conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, wasting upwards of $1 million in taxpayer funds, violating open records laws along the way, engaging in intimidation of public officials, and frankly, lying to the court and making a complete jerk of himself. Yeah, lawyers aren't supposed to act like that. With me today and with each and every one of you is the General Counsel for Law Forward, an organization in the state of Wisconsin that looks to protect your voting rights as well as our civil rights writ large and help hold those in power accountable. His name's Jeff Mandel. He's been on the show before, a friend of mine, now a friend of yours. Jeff, welcome back and thanks so much for sharing some of your day with us.
Thanks for having me, Maggie. It's great to be here today.
Now, this complaint by the OLR against former Justice Gableman, this was largely in response to a 100-page letter complaint that Law Forward filed. Can you tell us about the specific allegations that your organization made about former Justice Gableman's conduct of this pseudo-investigation?
I'm not sure that we have enough time for you to want me to detail all of them. Let me put it this way. Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. He took on from the beginning a matter that was beyond his competency and knowledge. He violated his duties to his client. He lied to courts in two different counties, and actually multiple courts in Dane County. He mistreated and lied to opposing counsel. He lied to the public and misled them. He told his client one thing and then testified in the legislature to the exact opposite. If you remember, and I know you know, Maggie, the attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. In some states, it's really short, right? I'm going to follow the rules and support the Constitution. In Wisconsin, it's quite voluminous. Our grievance to the OLR showed that Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
It's pretty remarkable. I have been basically freaked out about this in terms of what does this say to other lawyers, not just in the state of Wisconsin, but nationwide. We look at Rudy Giuliani, who's frankly, disbarment, I think, is yet to become permanent in the state of New York. We look at John Eastman in California, and my thinking was, where is the OLR in the state of Wisconsin, and how have they not charged former Justice Gableman yet? How long was the period of time, Jeff, between when your organization filed what I'm going to call sort of an omnibus complaint on behalf of basically every single last taxpayer in the state of Wisconsin and every citizen, and the OLR's action today?
Well, we filed that complaint on March 2nd of 2023. And so it has been an extensive period. But what I would say is that the wheels of justice grind slowly, but they move forward. And today's complaint shows that in that time, OLR conducted a thorough careful and extensive investigation. There are 10 separate counts in this complaint today, and I expect that the Supreme Court will be very, very interested to read this.
And who decides in the end whether or not Justice Gableman, former Justice Gableman, faces any sanction for this volume of wrongdoing? This, as you put it, Jeff, violation of every sentence of the attorney oath that every lawyer in the state of Wisconsin takes.
Ultimately, that will be decided by our Wisconsin Supreme Court. They run the bar. They are in charge of enforcing attorney ethics. So we have this complaint today. There will be a process for Mr. Gableman to contest those parts of it that he thinks are inaccurate. And ultimately, the Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide.
Now, in the ordinary course, and this certainly is anything but ordinary, Jeff, in the ordinary course, how long does it take for the complaint to be received by the lawyer, for the lawyer to respond? Does the OLR conduct a hearing? Who conduct? Is there an, does it immediately go to the Supreme Court? What's the process here? What's the timeline on that process so people listening know what to expect?
Sure. What happens now is Mr. Gableman will receive a copy of the complaint against him, and he will have a period of about 20 days to file a response about whether he agrees with the factual allegations that the complaint lays out or not. If he chooses to contest them, there will be an evidentiary hearing before an independent referee. So the OLR acts as the prosecutor. Mr. Gableman is entitled to counsel and can defend himself. And there will be a report with factual findings and a recommendation on what the proper sanctions are, and that will go to the Supreme Court for its review. So this could take anywhere from a few months to another year, year and a half. But what is most important, ultimately, is that we will get to the end of this, and there will be accountability. As you said at the beginning, it is more important now than ever, as we head into the new Trump administration, that we make clear in Wisconsin and beyond that bad actors who violate the law, who flout ethical rules, will be held accountable.
It's interesting to me, Jeff, that this is occurring on the very day that the prosecutors, the district attorney's office in the Manhattan criminal case against Donald Trump for those 34 criminal counts, today was receiving briefing about whether or not Donald Trump's sentencing should proceed. And one of the responses that I have had to the election, which frankly for me has always predated the election, is for every single one of us and every single one of you that are listening, while the national political dialogue tends to dominate our news, it is what happens at your state and local government that has the most direct and immediate impact on the quality of your life. And I think so too here to an extent, right? That here under each state is responsible for attorney licensure. And so it is up to the states and their different attorney governance structures to ensure that attorneys are not engaging in these wholesale ethical violations. And we've seen attorneys, again, you're not supposed to make a filing without having a reasonable factual basis. You're not supposed to say untrue things in courts when you have been sworn. Those are all sanctionable actions. And we've seemingly seen scores of this sort of unethical behavior by lawyers across the country by those aligned with the former president. You mentioned that there's going to be a, quote, independent referee that will hear what I assume will be Mr. Gableman's disputing of this complaint of attorney misconduct filed by the OLR. Who decides who the referee is? How are they selected? What pool do they come from? How do we ensure that they act in a nonpartisan, unbiased way?
These are great questions, and unfortunately, this is not my regular area of practice. I am not usually involved in ethical complaints and misconduct here in Wisconsin.
That's a good thing, Jeff. Knowing the particulars here is always a good sign. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. My understanding is the Supreme Court will appoint the referee, and like with any judge or proceeding in Wisconsin, each side will have the chance to say, I don't like that person, I want a different person, once, one substitution per side. So hopefully this will proceed pretty quickly. And as I said, The referee will make the initial recommendation, but the Supreme Court makes the final judgment. And so I think we can be confident. To your larger point, I could not agree more that we should be looking to our state and local governments for this kind of enforcement. And we are in a good place in Wisconsin. We not only see this here today, but in just a couple of weeks, we will have the first hearing in the criminal prosecution of the lawyers who created the fraudulent elector scheme here in Wisconsin in 2020. So accountability is having a moment here in Wisconsin.
And accountability, again, on the state and local levels. I think that point cannot be emphasized enough, as well as the fact that former Justice Gableman will have due process, quite robust due process, ultimately being heard, as Jeff has explained to all of us, by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It certainly makes the Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April, this coming April 2025, certainly makes that important on a whole number of fronts. If you care about reproductive freedom, it matters. Certainly, if you care about voting transparency and accountability, it matters. And now this issue as well. Do you think that this will get some airplay or be brought into that Supreme Court election this coming April?
I think it might. I mean, it's not a partisan issue. It's not even an ideological issue. This is really about good governance. At the same time, this is not Mr. Gableman's first time at the Supreme Court over this issue. There was a major ethics complaint about his 2008 successful campaign to join the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And ultimately, because he could not participate in adjudicating that, that ethics complaint failed on a 3-3 deadlock. So I wouldn't be surprised if this becomes something of conversation as we look toward what the Supreme Court will be hearing. This case will certainly be something that comes up before the Supreme Court either next year or the year after.
Folks, that is Jeff Mandel. He is the general counsel at Law Forward, discussing the complaint filed today against former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman for his conduct of the Voss-funded and requested pseudo-investigation into the election of 2020. We're going to come back with Jeff, discuss the hearing before the Supreme Court yesterday, considering Megan Wolf, the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission, for holding over in that position. Republicans often say there's a rule for thee and a different rule for me. We discuss next right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.